Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Now what, I ask you, could be a more fitting ceremony for the last days of the industrial age than the joining in unholy patrimony of two of the most evil corporations in the history of humankind? And what could be more symptomatic of the state of knowledge during our twilight of the mind than the fact that the nature of their evil is not only not discussed in the reporting of their union, but is relatively difficult to discover even if you Google it? I refer, of course, to the announced intention of Bayer, the aspirin company, to buy Monsanto, the Roundup company. Monsanto's crimes are pretty familiar, especially to those who have been hanging around with us. You could look up Daily Impact articles titled The United States of Monsanto or Monsanto, More Crimes Against Humanity, or Heading for the Last Roundup. Bayer has been far more successful in sanitizing its record, which is far longer and far worse. It was a founding member of the German chemical giant IG Farben, not in 1925, as Wikipedia and other sources say in some places, but in 1893. The significance of that laundering of the historical record will soon become apparent. Before World War I, Bayer brought to market not only aspirin and phenobarbital, a treatment for epilepsy, but heroin, marketed as a cough suppressant, and later a treatment for morphine addiction. Later, Bayer would introduce any number of trailblazing pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, birth control pills, and pregnancy tests for when the pill didn't work. As World War I approached, IG Farben and Bayer, under the leadership of the mad genius Fritz Haber, discovered how to fix nitrogen from the air in a synthetic ammonia that made possible A, unlimited industrial agriculture with synthetic fertilizers, and B, manufacture of explosives and ammunition without limitation by available supplies of saltpeter. Gunpowder was the goal, by the way. Fertilizer was a byproduct that, not incidentally, won Haber the Nobel Prize. Next, the companies, again led by Haber, not only developed but supervised the deployment of the modern world's first chemical weapons. Chlorine gas, whose deployment he personally oversaw at the Second Battle of Ypres in 1915. Later, the companies developed mustard gas and several flavors of nerve gas, from which research came insecticides and Zyklon B, the Nazis' preferred agent of genocide at such places as Auschwitz. The civilized world was so revolted by the use of chemical weapons that they have almost never been deployed since. Synthetic fertilizer, on the other hand, has caused untold suffering and death around the world, and continues to do so. Farben's and Bayer's war crimes in World War II went far beyond simply supplying chemicals for the execution of Jews. Farben built a huge industrial complex next door to Auschwitz, and Bayer chief executive Carl Duisberg advocated and implemented the widespread use of slave labor, not only there but throughout German industry. Eventually, more than 8 million people were thus enslaved. After the war, Bayer, as a company, was condemned by the International War Crimes Tribunal, and 12 Farben executives were convicted at Nuremberg for mass murder and enslavement. Despite many reorganizations and sanitations designed to obscure Bayer's past, even the fact that this all-American brand is actually German, the company continues to evidence an affinity for crimes, scams, deceptions, and abuses. The outfit known as Corporate Watch has a list. You can look it up. So it's entirely fitting and proper that these two corporations from hell be united in time for them to preside over the decline and fall of humanity. Perhaps when they do, they can drop the pretense and name the new company Extinction Inc. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.